The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Mick Schatz.
Streaming live on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app.
Now, here are Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola.
All right, there's been too much negativity around here inside the SWBC podcast studio. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Mick Schatz, Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola. And Mickey has just brought it to our attention, some positivity. You can talk all you want to about the Cowboys having not won a road playoff game in 30 years, their record against Tom Brady. But what's their record, Mickey, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs?
Well, postseason series record, Dallas leads the series 2-0.
There you go. There's some positivity.
You're welcome, Cowboy fans.
And by God, last time they faced them on January 9th of 1983, they spanked them 30-17.
83.
And there was another playoff meeting the previous year, and it was even worse. In January of 1982, it was 38-0, the Cowboys. Boy, and there's a man in the room right here who was very much a part of both of those stompings.
That was a ball club, baby. That's when the Cowboys were the Cowboys.
So is it okay to go back, 40 years?
If we can go back 30 years, we can go back 40
years. Yeah, or if we can go back 20 years. Because the first time Tom Brady beat the Cowboys was in 2003. Right? 2003. And you know how they clubbed them? 12-0.
Mm-hmm.
Just ripped them with Tom Brady at quarterback.
What kind of offense did we have?
Quincy Carter.
Oh, okay. Is that like...
Say no more.
Is that a verb?
Yes. The Cowboys got Quincy Carter. The greatest coaching job of Bill Parcells' career.
Is to be shut out.
Getting that team to
no, into the playoffs.
10-6 in a wild card playoff berth. Yeah.
That was better than the Super Bowl years. Better than the time that Everson Walls got his Super Bowl ring.
Was that
with Bill Parcells as the head coach?
Was that the Marion Barber?
That was pre-Barber.
Pre-Barber.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who was the running back? You remember?
Hamrick?
It was Derek Hamrick.
Wow.
I didn't say it right, did I? I said it.
It didn't matter. No one remembers.
Hamrick.
No one remembers him anyway.
They won that game. They won that season. And if I remember correctly, the fullback might have led them in receptions. If you look it up in
and if you're going to be – if you're going
Richie Anderson?
Yes.
Who came with Parcells. Or he was a Parcells player with the Jets.
If you are going to be part of a masterful Bill Parcells team, then you know it was led by the defense and the running game.
Mm-hmm.
That you know. He's going to take it out of the quarterback's hands and put it on his offensive and defensive
line. That would have been, I believe, Darren Woodson's last season.
Had he already broken the record?
And by the way,
he had broken his forearm.
And by the way, you got Hambrick right.
Right,
Mickey. You missed the first name.
I know. It's Troy. I know.
Well, you didn't correct.
Well, you didn't even know it was Hambrick.
What do you mean I didn't?
Making fun of me.
What do you mean I
didn't? He didn't know who the running back was, right?
He thought you messed up his last name.
Richie Anderson led him in receiving with 69 catches for 493 yards.
That's a fullback.
Four touchdowns. He was the starting fullback.
That's when they had fullbacks.
Leading receiver was Terry Glenn with 52 catches.
That's a good one, Terry Glenn.
Or leading receiver.
Mm-hmm. Leading receiver.
Avion Kayson was on that team.
Golly.
Antonio Bryant was your number 88 on that team.
And let's just look, you guys ran Bill off after that masterful coaching job.
No, he left.
Yeah, he left
of his
because
own
y'all
accord.
Ran him off.
No, because he couldn't handle losing.
So that was his first year. That was his first year.
You guys were afraid of him.
No, I was not afraid of him. The media said he was a bully. Don't be
walking up and down
up.
The hall. The coaches, assistant coaches, were complaining because he was too tough on them. I heard about it. You know, me and Bill are tight.
The assistant coaches were all his guys, by the way.
To review the Parcells years, it was 10-6 and making the playoffs in 03, and then it was 6-10.
Because? And
you had no QB?
They cut Carter in training camp, and Vinny Testaverde at 50 years old had to be the starting quarterback.
He had Tony Romo on his roster.
Yeah.
Which he did not like.
Yes.
And then in 05, after drafting DeMarcus Ware and Marcus Spears in the first round, and it was a great draft beyond that,
really
too,
was.
Including Jay Ratliff in the seventh round. It was a 9-7 season in 05 and then 9-7 in 06, which ended on the snap on the field goal attempt.
Oh, God.
And then a couple of days later.
He was just whipped.
I'm pretty sure there were
days passed, and then one day Bill Parcells took his baseball bat and got in his car and drove away.
And
he walked away from Valley Ranch with his baseball bat at his side.
I'm sure he wanted
Remember
to
that?
Beat somebody with that
But
bat.
He didn't. He didn't do it soon enough because that allowed Mike Zimmer to leave and go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he might have been the head coach.
Well, it's still you guys.
And now you know
it's still
the rest
fault.
Of the story.
No, it was
the
not.
I heard you guys were so afraid of him.
No.
You went running to Jerry Jones, sniveling, saying things like, he's too mean.
You guys.
Jerry.
You
Mr.
guys.
Mr. Jones, he's
right?
too mean.
Yeah.
Well, can you get somebody in here nicer? Forget the fact that we're working with spit and paste over
you
here.
You know what? I hate to tell you, but you got this one wrong.
Okay.
You got this one wrong.
That's just what I heard.
He was beloved in the
business. It's funny that and this is all just impromptu, talking about Bill Parcells.
That's my guy, man.
Yeah,
when
I got in my truck to leave home to come here, this is what crossed my mind. I was thinking about Mickey, and sometimes on this show, Mickey sometimes can get, like if a tour comes through and the window's behind Mickey, that sometimes he can get distracted.
Yeah.
And so the thought occurred to me that I wonder if Bill Parcells could coach Mickey. Because Mickey
was not a distractible player.
Mickey can be a distract. He's the most distractible player on this show.
Absolutely not.
He went drop down. He dropped a dime on Parcells.
I am the most realistic one on this show.
You were the beat writer. You could have handled this in a different way, I do believe. But I'm pretty sure you would.
Me and Bill were like this.
Then you should have taken. You should have protected him.
He did. He had respect for you.
I got the stuff out of Bill I needed.
There you go.
I wasn't going to help everybody else.
Okay.
All right, which brings us to, I don't know how we got there, but here we are talking. Well, maybe it's because we started talking about Tom Brady.
No, because I pointed out Tom Brady's first victory over the Cowboys. As a matter of fact, I went back and looked. His first victory over the Cowboys was 2003. None of those guys are still on this team. The second victory.
Although Witten tried to get here. Witten tried to stay around long
2007 was the next victory, and none of those guys are here. 2011 was the next victory. Tyron Smith, I think, was the only player still here from that team. And in 2015, 2015, there were Zach Martin, Lawrence, and Tyron Smith. And then in 2019, there's 15 guys on this current team that played in that game.
And then last year, there's everybody. And this year, there's everybody.
No, not everybody from last year, as a matter of
okay,
fact.
Okay, this year, there's everybody.
This year is most everybody, but not everybody that started in that first game, by the way. Things changed. And they held Tom Brady to 19 points and an 87 quarterback rating. One touchdown.
Yep.
One interception. And Tom Brady didn't beat the Cowboys.
Well,
the Tampa Bay defense
yes.
beat the
Cowboys. And that's the point. And that's
a
point Jerry Jones made yesterday. It's you're not playing Tom Brady. You're playing Tom Brady's team. And that's been the problem facing Tom Brady's team for virtually every team in the league the last 20 years is he's always been on a very good team.
Well, what you see with Tampa is their defense is almost like if you were going to try and slow down a fast break basketball team. That's what their defense does. They keep the game intact until you can get situational football from Tom Brady. So if you're not going to go up by at least two scores, then they're going to always be within striking range. And that defense has made sure that that's been the case as they have righted the wrong from earlier this season.
And when McCarthy was asked the question, what makes those quarterbacks like Brady, Montana, Favre, Rodgers great, he said situational football. These guys love to play two-minute drill.
Yes.
And he goes, and that's when they excel.
Mm-hmm.
So you better be ahead of them by more than the 1 point the Cowboys were last year when they drove and scored and went up 29-28 with 1:24 to go.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1:22, they kicked a field goal to beat the Cowboys 31-29.
And it's not just the two-minute drill. There are certain situations that you can categorize as situational football, such as you get close to midfield, he's going to take a shot. To me, that's situational football. Certain points of a ball game that he's predictable, and most quarterbacks are predictable, and that's where you need to play strong and smart.
McCarthy's exact quote was, the common denominator is the way they play the two-minute drill, almost something they live for. Always in it if they have time and downs. And you know what? He's absolutely right.
And here's the thing. I don't care who you are. Everyone shows a pattern. And sometimes you see where great quarterbacks draw other things. They draw penalties out of your secondary. I don't know how many times we've seen it with Mahomes. He finally get a chance to get a shot at Mahomes in the pocket. You sack him, but he downfield, there's a holding call. You know, and that bailed him out.
Or Rodgers snapping the ball early to get you too many
those
men on
things,
the field.
Right? All of those things that kind of stacks the chips in that quarterback's favor. And we have done that as well, not as consistently. But, you know, when you take a look at, say, even the Texans game, you know, we had them right where we want them when we won the two-yard line. All we had to do was drive down 98 yards. And score.
Oh, did the Cowboys do that?
The Cowboys did that.
Dak Prescott at
Dak
quarterback?
Dak Prescott did that. I believe he went like 4-for-4 on that drive, and CeeDee Lamb showed up.
That's where I thought
out.
Bill was starting when he got in his car thinking, oh, yeah, this has been overreactionary one game, right? As a matter of fact, in that game last year against Tampa Bay, Dak Prescott outplayed Tom Brady.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
He threw for more yards. He had fewer interceptions.
He took
Cowboys
the game over.
Had more total yards in the game.
And it had nothing to do with the running game.
And his quarterback rating was 101.4 to Brady's 97.0.
And that was on grass in Tampa.
Oh, they did that on grass.
They did that.
Son of a
God's
gun.
Grass. God's green grass.
And it was good grass because it was September.
Grass. That's right.
Wasn't this painted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since it's a Monday game, I assume that they've given the Cowboys an extra day off this week. The players have an extra day off, and so this Wednesday is a Tuesday. Is that right, Mickey?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. You can tell it's playoff time.
It's the bonus day.
And there are a lot of people out there who said they needed a bonus day of work.
They won't.
Oh, that's right. They're tired.
They won't
keep forgetting they get tired
here. Yeah. They won't put the pads on today, but they'll do kind of a glorified walkthrough practice, and they're in meetings. And
all of their practices are glorified walkthrough practices.
Come on, don't be old man.
I am that guy. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Sorry.
They didn't have a salary cap back then.
Well, how about
or free agency?
Couldn't it get guys hurt in practice,
hey,
right?
Definitely had that creative plan B free agency. Go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of hurt, when we come back here on Mick Shots, I want an update from Mickey on who is not hurt and back at practice as this Tampa Bay playoff week. Super wild card playoff week gets underway.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh, well, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a three-hour-long ritual of jumping, sinking, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Back to Mixed Shots.
Cape Post Roofing and Waterproofing, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. From corporate homes to your home, have your roof checked by choice, not by chance. Call now, 214-225-4860, and you can find them online at capepostcompany.com.
You know what? I really was wondering this, if there might be some sort of a way that Cowboys fans could get together to watch the game on Monday.
I believe there is.
I wonder if anything's been planned. Everson, do you know of anything that's been being planned for Monday for Cowboys fans to get together to watch?
You haven't been called for an appearance?
I have not. I was kind of hoping that we would do something like that.
Because?
I've done it twice, well, three times. In the past.
Everson, is there anything in front of you that would describe?
Thank you. Thank you, Chris, because they're asking me some open-ended questions here. But here we've got the 2022 Wild Card Watch Party at Miller Lighthouse.
Oh, there is a watch party.
There is a watch party. Dak Prescott and your Dallas Cowboys are heading to Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in the Wild Card round of the 2022 NFL playoffs. Come out to Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium for a free wild card watch party on Monday, January 16th. Cheer on the boys alongside the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and rowdy while enjoying lawn games, food trucks, music, and more. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. and kickoff is at 7:15. For more information, visit dallascowboys.com/2022playoffs.
All right.
Playoffs.
Well, we expect you to be out there.
I wish I was. That would be fun.
They need somebody to sign
autographs. We used to do it right out here. And the young lady that left, you know, we used to do that out here. And we had a good time. Everybody was out there. The field.
For the playoffs?
It was for just regular season games.
On Tostitos Championship Plaza?
Yes, sir. We did that at least three times that I know of.
Well, they're going to have it at the big stadium this time. This is the playoffs.
That's right. That's the difference.
That's right. All right. So, Mickey, do we have any idea of where things stand with the injured players as we kick off this week?
According to Mike McCarthy, everybody is slated to begin practice today. For whatever they do today, everybody's supposed to be in. Tyler Biadasz, Jonathan Hankins. Leighton Van Der Esch and Deron Bland. I think those are the four main guys that they need back on the field.
To me, the most important one, obviously after last week, I think that Biadasz getting back into
funny about that, Shake. Since a lot of people to start the season wanted him out of here. Didn't think he was good enough to play in the league after saw him play for 1 year.
After seeing our offensive line, I think he's the only candidate that can play center well on this team.
Well, at least everybody else could go back where they're supposed to
mm-hmm.
be. That's the key thing. And so it looks like if all goes well, and you'll probably find out more after they put the pads on either Thursday or Friday.
So there will not be a practice report today because it's Tuesday. It's a Monday game, right? They don't need to.
They don't need to put one out, I think.
That's right.
I think that's right. Yes. So that bodes well, and especially, to get Leighton back out there at linebacker. You know, everybody worries about him being out there to call the plays. Everson can call the plays. He's got a helmet on with a little speaker in it or hearing aid. It's a matter of once you get and you see what they're doing and they turn that thing off, then that guy's got to
make adjustments
right. or read what's going on with his experience of playing inside. Damone Clark's got, what, 8 games of NFL experience? Anthony Barr is used to being more on the line of scrimmage, not behind the line of scrimmage and having to read things. So, I think that was a huge loss. That should help the defense. Hankins, if he's healthy enough, ready to go, I don't know how many snaps, to just take up some space and keep those offensive linemen off the Cowboys linebackers. And have another guy in there they got to pay attention to other than Micah Parsons, and depending where he lines up. So
I must admit, Odigizua had a very aggressive game.
You know, actually, he and Chauncey Golston, who was a defensive end, and they moved him inside, and he played much more inside these last couple games, and they're really happy with what they've seen. And you know what? The other day he walked by me, and I'm going, man, he's big. I didn't, because when he came here, he was built, I thought, more like a defensive end.
Right.
But I think he's grown into like a 3 technique defensive tackle.
You say grown into.
Grown into.
That means he's been eating well, probably.
I bet he's 20 pounds heavier than what he got. I'm guessing.
That adds to a low center of gravity.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that base.
You have to.
Nate Newton in Frisco always likes to tell me.
He had, 11 tackles in the game the other day? I think it was what it was.
I can tell.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Golston.
Yeah. And Odigizua wasn't far behind.
Mm-hmm. Odigizua had 7 tackles in the game, and Golston had 11 tackles. 22 snaps.
And
according to the game book, anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know what the Cowboys coaches grade in the film.
The game book's pretty good at that point.
So that's pretty impressive. And but then again, against Tampa Bay, they never run the ball, so there won't be any tackles for the defensive
I think
tackles.
They're going to have to run the ball, too. If they come out just throwing the ball, I think that gives us a better chance to win. I truly do. When it's the teams that run on us and keep us off balance, keep us honest, those are the ones that we have problems with in the playoffs. And if you're going to be a successful playoff team, that's how you should approach it offensively.
Well, in the season opener, they ran it 33 times for 152 yards.
With a healthy Leonard Fournette.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And two of the runs that kind of hurt them at times, they did the jet sweep with Julio Jones.
Yes. And he didn't play for 6 weeks after that.
Right, because he was
so
old
sore.
Bones
right?
got sore.
He wasn't ready for that.
He had 3 catches for 69 yards.
Yeah,
too.
He went deep on Brown. Once.
Did you get Fournette's number? It's 21 carries, 127 yards.
Yeah. And that was coming off of being 30 pounds overweight coming into training camp.
Boy, he looked like a beast in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And it
I
seems
think
like it
that
seems
weight
like
caught
it,
up with him again.
It's so long ago, it seems like. And remember, Brady missed a week or two in training camp coming into that game, too.
Or three.
Yeah. So.
And they had offensive line problems, too.
They sure did.
Well, they didn't have any problems in that opener.
Mm-mm.
They scored 19 points. Would you take 19 points Monday night?
I would
take your chances.
You think the Cowboys can get to 20?
I do.
I agree.
I think there's been an overreaction to the Washington game. Those things happen. We know they happen. And the offensive line was not the offensive line you are hoping to put out there this Monday night.
The one that's been carrying us the whole season.
Right? Yep. We talked about it going into that Washington game.
They carried Cooper Rush into all the victories.
Right.
And continued to protect Dak and put up all the points that we have this season.
So the only guy missing is Terrence Steele. And you just hope that Tyron Smith, this will be, I think, his fifth start at right tackle, will be more in tune to speed rushers than he was.
Yeah, he was not having a good time last week.
I don't know. The speed rushers weren't slowed down by the grass. That's all I know.
And we were talking about it yesterday. How I know he's gonna continue to press that issue. Like I said, all I know is what you said yesterday, and we didn't mention it on the show. Dak Prescott was seeing ghosts. There's no doubt about it. He was imagining things that he knew was there, but they were a little bit further away than he had expected. And he was trying to get passes off with no follow-through. It was with a panic, you know, and you can't rush those kind of throws, especially when the DBs are in such tight coverage. And that's what we ran into in the first game against Tampa. The tight coverage was pretty awesome coming from Tampa Bay's side, and it made us ineffective.
But if you remember in that game, there was no Michael Gallup. Mm-mm. The third receiver at that time was Dennis Houston, and Noah Brown was the second receiver. Houston was the third receiver, and Lamb was in his first game as the number one receiver. I think they held him to two catches, if I remember correctly.
I think their secondary is still a close coverage secondary, mm-hmm. and Dak needs to be a little bit more in tune to the game plan in regards to as he is at home.
Like,
when he's at home, he has much more command in the pocket. He feels freely to improvise more at home.
Check down,
as well as taking off himself and just salvaging what you can as a quarterback, as a runner. Those kind of things really throws off the defense. And then when he finally gets a chance to sit in the pocket, that's when you have a little bit more time. They're looking for you to scramble. But here you go. CD's open down the field. Brown's open down the field, and we can take advantage in that manner.
And don't forget your tight ends.
Oh, man. They're going to be key.
Right?
They're going to be key. Anytime you have close coverage like that on the outside, then the tight end is the answer. And we tried that against Tennessee, but we couldn't keep the defensive lineman out.
Yeah.
Yes. Micah Parsons has been active on Twitter here in the last hour.
Let me guess why. He was left off the NFL PA first team all pro selection.
NFL Players Association?
Players Association.
They started something new. And before I go.
You want to hear what Micah had to say about it?
Yeah. And then I'll.
Well, I can't say everything that Micah had to say about it, but it's a simple tweet 53 minutes ago. Man, I'm in playoff mode. Profanity, that list, exclamation point. Congrats to those that made it, though. They deserve it.
So this was the vote by the players.
That started with an EFF?
Yes. Started with an E.
E. players cannot vote for themselves or their teammates. Okay. If you miss five or more games, you weren't allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Players voted for position group they play in and line up against. So, for example, centers could vote for the best center, the best nose tackle, the best interior defensive lineman, the best off-the-ball linebackers. The Cowboys' only selection on offense, and this was pretty predictable, was right guard Zach Martin. And I think they kind of got it right. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Jacobs, Kyle, is it
Juszczyk?
Juszczyk?
Juszczyk.
Wide receivers, Justin Jefferson and Davante Adams. Tight end, Travis Kelce. Left tackle, Trent Williams. Left guard, Joel Bitonio. Kelce at center, Martin and Lane Johnson. Defensively, edge rushers, Nick Bosa and Myles Garrett. And see, I don't know if people look at Parsons as an edge rusher, right? I mean, he plays all over. Interior defensive linemen, Chris Jones and Aaron Donald. I don't think you're going to argue with that. Nose tackle, Dexter Lawrence, the Giants. Off the ball linebacker, Fred Warner and Roquan Smith. Now, I don't know about Fred. I know he had a lot of tackles.
Oh, Fred can play.
Yeah,
no,
still.
I'd give Fred some love, no doubt.
So cornerback, Patrick Surtain and Darius Slay. Safety, Minka Fitzpatrick, and strong safety, Derwin James.
So you can be selected if you've missed over five games.
No, if you couldn't vote.
Exactly, but you can be selected.
Yes,
yeah, because Aaron Donald has missed quite a few games.
Kick returner, Cordell
mm-hmm.
Patterson. Punt returner, Kevontae Turpin. How about that?
Oh, they love this guy. That's good.
Core special teamers, Jeremy Reeves and Justin Hardy. Kicker, Jason Myers. Punter, Tommy Townsend. And long snapper, Morgan Cox.
Tommy Townsend's better than Anger?
Maybe he didn't drop a – no.
Okay, I have a question.
I didn't say that.
Maybe that last
– You said the ones who vote on it are people who play that position and people
– Both.
Both.
Both, okay. Yeah. So who plays against the long snapper?
Oh, they had a thing for special teams.
No one can line up over the long snapper.
For special teams category, various player leaders from each locker room nominated their two top players for the ballot for special teams.
So for Kevontae.
Other teams probably said, ooh, we're worried about him.
So, again, on special teams, the nominations came from?
Special teams or core teamers.
Yeah.
Category. Various player leaders from each locker room nominated their two top players for the ballot.
Okay.
So, anyway, that means, once again, because Kevontae didn't have a lot of votes from the fan voting for the Pro Bowl, so the coaches and the players must have voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's the players voting for him, and obviously they understand his threat.
We need to block better for him.
Yes.
Because I want to see this guy take it to
the
house.
He just hasn't
had
much room.
Every time he gets room, then the gunner escapes on the outside.
And that's I said this earlier today, when he bobbled the fair catch and he didn't have an opportunity to regain it,
mm-hmm.
why was that guy so close to him?
Right.
Somebody didn't hold their block.
Well, that's been pretty consistent.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's been very consistent.
Yeah.
And that was what I did with Victor Scott. Me and Victor Scott whooped a guy so bad one time on Thanksgiving. the commentator said it was unfair. That's how badly we beat this guy. And he was supposed to be one of those
guys. The gunner.
He was a gunner. Man,
that's something that's never talked about on the broadcast or anything.
He was supposed to be so good, they isolated on him.
Okay.
And it was Thanksgiving, so he only had so many games to look at.
Sure.
And we wore him out the entire game. Now, it took two of us, but that's how you set up a return.
Right.
And if it's going to be two outside, you double-team the outside, then the guy's inside. And that's the one that Turpin always says he's looking at, are the ones coming from the inside. That's how he judges where he's going to go when he catches the ball. So,
this is random, but do you still have VHS copies of games that you played in?
I did.
You don't still?
No, I don't anymore. Mm-hmm. I've had some.
You know who's got his yearly notebook that he took before, like notes to give prayer for the game? Cliff Harris has got a closet full of them. And you can read all his notes from when he was preparing for the game and the game plans for each game for all those years.
I can imagine Charlie Waters has the same thing.
Yeah.
Because Charlie is still calling out defensive plays.
So if Parsons was going to make this team, where should he have made it? Off the ball linebacker or edge rusher?
He's more effective edge rusher. That's when he makes the bigger difference for this defense.
So I think I saw when these votes took place, because there was somebody that I didn't recognize in the locker room handing out ballots for players who wanted to participate. Not like every player would participate, right?
You were monitoring the locker room?
When I was monitoring the locker room, yes. I know who's in there and who's not supposed to be in there.
All righty.
So, there was only four of those guys, and he didn't make it.
And Bosa had 18 and a half sacks this season.
That's a good
thing. But this voting took place like, well, if it's what I saw.
Well, it took place before Kevontae Turpin's punt the other day.
It was before.
And Angus muffed out.
I thought it was before Christmas. I thought it was before Christmas.
Everything was done right.
Which, by the way, and then we need to go to a break. But by the way, it's ridiculous that the Pro Bowl, especially now, because there's not a game to be played, or it's just whatever. The Pro Bowl voting takes place before the end of the season. Just wait till the end of the season. I mean, Nyheim Hines returned two kickoffs for touchdowns in the last game of the season.
So who's
and it's so rare this year that there have been any kickoff returns for touchdown. And so had the voting occurred to this week, Nyheim Hines probably would have been a kick returner.
Bill.
In the AFC.
Half the league wouldn't have been in their locker rooms to vote.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah, you can't do anything online. All right, we'll be back with more mix shots in just a moment.
Or require them to do so, right?
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
The season is finally here. For months, we've been gearing up to win. Now it's time for the team that performs on any field, United Ag and Turf. With John Deere zero turns for mowing, compact tractors for loading, mini excavators for digging, Gator utility vehicles for hauling, implements for grading, hay tools for baling. United Ag and Turf, for winning. The official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit unitedagandturf.com for more.
Back to Mixed Shots.
Just steps away from the Dallas Cowboys world headquarters in Frisco, visit the Star District, your destination for excellent dining, premier shopping, and exciting events. Visit stardistrict.com for more information.
See, my read was so much smoother once I finally got it.
Once you realized
you guys were setting me up, but it was flawless. and you messed up on Capo's roofing. That is like you're in your DNA right now.
Mm-hmm. You ought to be able to do that in your sleep now.
He starts messing up Capo's roofing. How you
that's
do that?
That's the beauty of it. When you're doing it in your sleep, you don't get it exactly right.
No, beauty is what they call it? Is that what they call beauty?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Just like they didn't get the first team All-Pro exactly right.
Well, good.
By the way, Aaron Donald made that list. And he played and started 11 games this year. So he missed 6 games. He had 5 sacks.
That's too many.
Well,
I mean, that's too many games missed.
He had 5 sacks.
If a player missed 5 or more games as of week 15 of the season, they were ineligible for a spot on the team. That's what it says.
As of when?
It says, if a player missed 5 or more games as of week 15.
Okay, so that's when the voting occurred, week 15.
So he hadn't missed 5 yet.
He hadn't by then.
Yeah, by
he
then.
Hadn't? Okay, yeah, he missed all the rest?
Yes.
Right.
16, 17, and 18.
Mm-hmm. So that's why he qualified, and his 5 sacks got him first team All-Pro.
5 sacks?
Mm-hmm.
It was Aaron Donald.
So?
He causes problems.
J.J. Watt make it too?
He did not.
All right, final couple of minutes here of mixed shots. And anything else on your legal pad you want to get to?
No, I think we took care of the Tom Brady discussion.
Then since we just got a couple of minutes, this 17-game season I think is something that should not have been done. Hmm. And I think it potentially is going to impact – the NFL in a couple of years, and let me tell you why. All right, what we saw the last 3 weeks with the Cowboys, okay, starting with the Philadelphia game, just take it from a Cowboys perspective, the last 3 games. How important were these last 3 games for the Cowboys?
Well, the Philadelphia one was.
It was important. However, going into that game, it was assumed by everybody Philadelphia is going to win one of these last 3 games.
Correct.
So the luster was taken off that game because of the loss to Jacksonville the day before.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, admittedly,
afterwards.
All of us going into that week, okay, well, there's a chance, but how much of a chance really is there of the Cowboys winning the division?
And okay,
because Philadelphia had to lose 3 straight games the rest of the way. Then you got the Tennessee game, and Tennessee didn't have to play. I'm sorry, that for me personally, I can just speak for me personally, the luster was off that game. Because from a practical matter, with 3 games left in the season, all they had to do was win one of these last 3 games. Okay, then the Tennessee game, it didn't matter from the Tennessee perspective. And then last game, okay, yeah, technically Philadelphia can beat the Giants, can lose to the Giants, whatever, but Hurts is coming back. It didn't feel, and Washington was out of it, okay? Whereas before in a 16-game season.
Then the last 2 games wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
Well, then you diminish the last 2 games.
No, here's what I'm.
Because you had to play 3 more. Those games were important.
I agree with you, Spags.
When you have play more games, the value of the games are not as important as it when you play 17 games, the value of the games are not as important as when you play 16 games.
It depends on
simple math.
It depends on the situation.
How many backup or third string quarterbacks were playing in week 18 of this season?
But that was just because
of injuries.
Because there's extra games being played. Things have been decided.
But they were hurt before the extra game.
They were, but we had another extra game, okay? And so what we're looking at is because there is more of a definition between the good teams and the bad teams, the more teams you play. Just like in baseball. They play 162 games in a baseball season. By August, you know you have 10 of the 30 teams that are knocked out of it, okay?
But you still have drama with
there wasn't the same there is, I'm just telling you, as we go forward, there's not going to be the same drama in these with the extra game, with the 17th game of the season.
There was more drama in the league. All these teams had to do this. I disagree. Right?
I disagree. And here's the other thing that's going to happen on it as we go forward, and college football starts this playoff. There's going to be more interest in that college football playoff the last 3 weeks of the NFL regular season than there is on the NFL games. When football start, college football starts, it's March Madness. You watch
because the timing of
you
the,
better that's right. You better get ready for the 18th game.
I know. I know it's going to happen. I'm just telling you, it's coming. I'm telling you, the more games you play, the less valuable the games are.
And let's be real, guys. Now you start talking about playing more games, then you get into what happened with the sympathy in regards to the players themselves and their health. Then you go back to DeMar, right? And now you're like, okay, do they really care about these players?
But then you only play two preseason.
I can just tell you from my own perspective, following this team, I felt like these last three games were preseason games because it had already been determined this team's going to the playoff.
Yeah, but where do they go in the playoffs? We still have a chance to get home field advantage.
But when
Jalen Hurts goes down, there's a difference.
There was not much of one, let me tell you.
I tell you, don't take that argument to Jacksonville. They wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Or Detroit. Or Green Bay.
Or Seattle.
Yeah. So that's the only – with us, that may be the outlook. But with these teams, that was crucial.
I look around and I see way too many third-string quarterbacks playing in Week 18. All right. We continue with more Mix Shots tomorrow at noon.
Go Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!